Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, yumadailynews.com. Fires burning have been continuing to burn north of Flagstaff, forcing more than 2,000 households to evacuate. The pipeline, Haywire, and Double Fires are burning more than 7,000 acres, and the pipeline fire has now closed 18 miles of U.S. Highway 89. More alarming details from the dead body found in a red robin out in Salt River. That's over near Scottsdale. Police say that the body belonged to an employee who was killed in the robbery. The Padres took on the Cubs yesterday. Tonight, they continue that series up in Chi-Town. The first pitch at Wrigley Field is set for 5:05 local time. Get the latest Padre news on the website and listen to the game live on our talk station, AM 560 KBLU. Yuma Regional has had a security breach of around 700,000 patient files. The data breach happened back in April of this year. Authorities are investigating. You can get more info and see how you might be affected. YumaDailyNews.com. Get more local and state stories right now. YumaDailyNews.com. That's the latest. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Business marketing is both an art and a science. Broadcast radio continues to be an ideal place to tell your business story. For years, marketers have ignored the idea of creating connections, creating trust before getting consumers to do business. It's the missing ingredient in business marketing success recipe. Tap into this magic using broadcast radio. Sign up for our free business e-tips and learn how to not only reach more people, but connect with more people more often with the power of radio at YumaAdvertising.com.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning, we are going to be talking to Tori Bourguignon from Amberley's Place. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on the show today. I appreciate the opportunity to come in.
Good morning. So, Tori, you took over about a year ago at Amberley's Place. How's it been going?
So, truly, it seems like I blinked and a year flew by, and what a year it's been. And I just can't thank our community and our team and our executive board enough for the amazing support that I've had as a new director. I'm just so grateful to have had the opportunity to serve my community in this position and to have the support that I've had.
That, you know what, most people, you know, I've worked for nonprofits for, we're not going to say how long, but I don't think people realize, you know, the support of the community and especially the support of your board of directors can really make or break your position.
Absolutely. I really, truly have never experienced such great support all the way around, and I appreciate it and value it and never take it for granted because I know the significance of it and am just so grateful.
So you worked at Amberley's Place before you were the executive director.
Yes.
Was it immediately before or just
no.
in the past?
So okay, I worked for Amberley's Place as the crisis response coordinator from 2007 until 2016.
Okay.
And then in 2016, I left there for a brief period of time. I was gone almost 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then when the standing director had decided to retire, then I was able to successfully apply for and secure the position.
Right. So what has been your biggest surprise coming back as executive director compared to your position before?
It's very, very different when you are managing the business personnel side. It's a great position. I am blessed with an incredible team. But I came from the trench and I was very much content to fly below the radar screen and to help people that crossed my path. And now being out front is something that is an acquired taste, being front and center and being the name and the face and out in the public all the time has been a very big growth point for me this year. And it's something that is always and forever challenging for me, but I gladly do it hoping that our community will always recognize that it is truly about Amberlee's Place and about the work that we do and about our ability to help people in some of the worst possible moments of their lives to not only survive their experiences of abuse, but also to just, we want to empower people to be able to not only survive, but to ultimately thrive and to recognize that just because this happened in their life, it doesn't define who they are or determine their future.
Right. So can you walk me through, if let's say something happened to me and, you know, I'm hoping it doesn't. Okay. But I'm using me as an example. I mean, let's say something happened. I was in an abusive relationship and nope, my husband is not even, you know, I have an amazing, sweet husband. But let's say he did. And I came to Amberlee's Place. Can you walk me through the process?
Absolutely. So from the moment that you, if you were a walk-in, it's important to recognize that people get to us in a variety of ways.
Okay.
Sometimes people call the 24/7 hotline.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people walk in our door Monday through Friday and say, I just need some help. Somebody may encounter or call the police or Department of Child Safety and end up at Amberlee's Place or get referred to us or walk into our thrift store and say, is this where I come for help? And
I hadn't even thought about that. People just come to, I mean, because the thrift store, I know exactly where it is, but I also know where the crisis center is. So,
And so sometimes, so there's a variety of ways that people get to us. When they walk in the door of our center, regardless of how they arrived or which one of those points of contact or entry points they have chosen, immediately they're greeted by an advocate who then immediately gets them into a place that is secure and safe and does an assessment and figures out what's happening, what's happened to you, and then what can we do to help. And that assessment is pretty comprehensive to determine basic needs, to look at system needs, and to figure out what we can do to stabilize and support. The immediate thing is to stop whatever abuse is going on and to affect their safety and well-being. That's always the priority. Beyond that, then, is do you need assistance with an order of protection? Do you need help going to court and exercising your victim rights? Do you need food? Do you need clothing, shelter? Abraham Maslow, who was the guru of the hierarchy of needs, was a genius. And I will tell you that in our building, everybody is aware that until you can help somebody figure out how they're going to meet their own basic needs and that of their children, nothing upon nothing you do. You can be a rock star all you want to, but until you can affect the ability of someone to be empowered to meet their own basic needs, you're not going anywhere.
Oh my gosh, you're giving me flashbacks to Psych 101. I'm looking at that pyramid, you know, with the hierarchy of needs.
Absolutely, but it's very basic needs are so important. If I cannot figure out how I'm going to feed, clothe, and shelter myself and my children, I'm going to put up with whatever I have to put up with because it is single-handedly our basic human nature to that's our worst fear, to not be able to meet our own basic needs. And so our job immediately in the onset of that is to figure out and assess what's going on, affect the safety and well-being of the person in front of us, with the ultimate goal every day when we walk in our door to leave people better than we find them.
Do you find that people, you know, sometimes I'm going to use a woman as an example, will put up with an abusive relationship because they don't feel like they have an out. And it's interesting to me when I hear people say, well, if that were me, I'd walk out. And it's not as easy as people make it out to be.
The average domestic violence victim leaves 7 to 9 times before they leave for good.
Wow.
And it is a process. It's more of a marathon usually than a sprint. It's a cycle that few people understand. And most people that don't understand the cycle of violence, is very easy to judge somebody and say, why doesn't she just walk away? And it's far more complicated from a victim's perspective. It's something I think all of us learn when we get into this work, that it's always far more complicated. And so our job is to present options.
Mm-hmm.
We present options and we empower that victim to make the option that's in their, to choose the option that is in their best interest at that point in time. It might mean that she decides that she has to stay where she's at for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe a week or two or a month down the road, we may see that same victim again.
I was just going to say, do you get repeats?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And when that happens, there's no judgment. There's no
right.
us looking down our nose. It's okay. Let's start right now in this moment. Mm-hmm. Stay present. What can we do right now to affect your safety and well-being and that of your family? Good. Let's make decisions towards safety and well-being. Let's get you on your feet. Let's gather the resources and connect you to them so that you've got the ability to continue
mm-hmm.
to make decisions towards safety and well-being and good health for your family.
And so I keep saying women and I keep saying me, but men can come too.
Absolutely. We are a family advocacy center.
Okay.
Okay. Many parts of the country have child advocacy centers. They call them CACs, and they only work with children.
Right.
Amberlee's Place is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year family advocacy center, meaning we work with clients, victims from birth to death, from the time that they come into this world all the way to when they're no longer with us. Today's World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
I was just thinking that.
I'm wearing purple today because that is the color that represents elder abuse. Elder abuse is an issue that doesn't get a lot of attention, and it's mm-hmm. single-handedly the most underreported crime that we deal with. But as a family advocacy center, our founding grassroots group of people that helped to create the Amberlee's Place that we have in our community today had the foresight
mm-hmm.
to recognize that we needed to broaden our scope to be able to serve families, mm-hmm. to serve people that were victims of not just child crimes, but also domestic violence, sexual assault, elder abuse, and now we have human sex trafficking.
Well, and with that, we need to take our first break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Whatever your plans are today, the weather is cooperating. Our temperatures are right on track for the middle part of June. Sunshine and 106 the high. At night, we cool down into the mid-70s. It is briefly hotter tomorrow. There's an excessive heat warning starting at 10 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 110 the high, but then cooling down as we head into the weekend. 106 Friday, 102 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
It's time to spoil Dad. That's right. Father's Day has arrived. Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson wants you prepared this year. From styling Dad to buying his dream Harley-Davidson motorcycle, they have you covered. Hurry in to find the perfect gift to say I love you, Dad, and get it gift wrapped while supplies last. Gift any picky dad with a Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson gift card. Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson, 2550 East Gila Ridge Road, Yuma. Open Tuesday through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Dirty exterior? Don't scrub it. Wet it and forget it. Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Wet and Forget works over time with Mother Nature to eliminate unsightly black and green stains on the exterior of your home with no scrubbing, power washing, or bleach. Use Wet and Forget on all your outdoor surfaces, including decks, siding, roofs, and patios. Wet and Forget's available in a concentrate or extreme reach hose end. Purchase Wet and Forget in store or online at Lowe's, Menards, Ace, or Walmart.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning we are talking about Amberlee's Place, and we have their Executive Director, Tori, in the studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning again.
Good morning. And so, on a lighter note, I mean, because Amberlee's Place does very serious work, and it's great what they do. But on a lighter note, I'm looking at my desk right here, and Week in Paradise, And I am super excited about it. I haven't won a trip yet, Tori. I mean, can you work on that? No, I'm just kidding.
Unfortunately, no.
I know. No, absolutely. I wouldn't expect you to. But I have bought raffle tickets every time. So tell us about Week in Paradise.
So Week in Paradise is our largest annual fundraiser.
Okay.
And we've done it now for probably more than 15 years. And every year we raffle off 10 travel packages. There's 11 to start with, and we have an early bird package that we mm-hmm. raffled off on June 1st. But now we're moving toward our June 25th drawing at Wayland's Water World at the Fun Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so excited. We're going to do that at 11 a.m. Each $10 ticket will buy you an admission to the water park that day to be present for the drawing. If you buy raffle tickets, you may do so online at amberleesplace.com. You can buy them at our thrift store at AEA Federal Credit Union, from any board member or employee at Amberlees Place. It's just a really fun event, and it's family-oriented.
Very.
And so we're very, very excited. Our goal this year is to sell 5,000 tickets. That is a fundraiser that has been hugely successful for us in the past. And mm-hmm. in spite of our current economic downturn, we're fingers crossed and hoping. And so far, our ticket sales are steady. They could be better, but they're steady. And so if you're thinking about going, it's super important to buy your tickets ahead of time, because we will not be able to sell them on site the day of the event. So if you show up at the door wanting to attend the drawing that day without a ticket, and we're anticipating being able to buy your tickets there, you're not going to be able to buy them on site.
Okay, and that's important to know. Yeah, okay.
And so if you want to get in with your Amberlees Place Week in Paradise ticket, you need to buy them ahead of time, and we'll cut that off at 5 o'clock on Friday. We'll pick them up from our thrift store. That'll be the last place. So I'd encourage you to buy your tickets early. It's admission on the day of the raffle only, which is June 25th. The gates will open probably 10:30-ish, and we'll draw at 11.
And I mean, I'm super excited. You know, I made my own mistake last year. I went, and, you know, keep in mind, last year I was still, I started, you know, in September before, but I was still relatively new. I was still in my first year, and people hadn't been having events. So even though I'd been here for a little bit, I didn't really know people yet. And I totally made the mistake of going to Wayland's Water World and not having a swimsuit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I won't be making that mistake again. What it meant was I got to watch everybody else have fun. I mean, I was having fun because I was talking with people that I knew. And fortunately, I knew a number of the sponsors, so I was in their cabanas with them. So it worked out okay for me. But all I remember thinking is, I wish I was jumping into that lazy river right now.
Absolutely, because it was blistering hot. It's one of the reasons that we moved it to a Saturday morning.
Okay.
Because it was so hot last year.
I don't remember being uncomfortable, though.
We had several people that passed out. And Yes.
Oh, dear.
It was blistering hot that day in the late afternoon. So it was one of the things, you know, you have an event and you always go back and reflect on what could we do different or improve mm-hmm. upon. And that was one of the unanimous agreements amongst all of our team, to move it to a morning event where it's cooler outside, where mm-hmm. more people could come and participate and enjoy the water park. But you could go to the Fun Factory without your bathing suit, but I don't recommend going to Wayland's Water World.
Well, I had never been. I mean, at that point, I'd never been to the water park because, of course, I came here in the fall and, you know, it had just opened again. And I kind of sat back and went, oh, what was I thinking? You know, what I was really thinking was I was self-conscious and I didn't want everybody to see me in my bathing suit. Yeah, that's not the case anymore.
In Yuma, Arizona, it's go with what you got and enjoy the cool water.
Exactly.
And Joseph and Rafi out at the water park at Fun Factory Wayland's Water World, they have been incredibly good partners for us.
Good.
They've been so supportive, and we're so thankful for their support to allow us to do our Week in Paradise drawing at the Fun Factory at the water park. It's just a good venue. It's a family-oriented mm-hmm. place, and we're just super appreciative of their support.
Well, and I love the fact that I can buy a $10 ticket to go to, you know, that goes to Amberlee's Place to support Amberlee's Place, and then I get to go to the water park on top of it. I mean, I'm like, it's a win-win as far as I'm concerned.
It's
plan
a huge...
to take your kids, plan to take...
On a Saturday in June, toward the end of June, we really feel like it's an ideal time to get everybody out, have a community event, enjoy the water park. 10 people are going to have a vacation that they didn't have before, and we're super excited. So if you've bought your tickets already, we appreciate you. We are doing, if you buy online tickets.
Okay.
Until, I believe, this Friday, we will mail those tickets out.
Okay.
After this Friday, you'll have to pick them up at will call, because we want to make sure that we get your tickets in hand.
Right.
The day of the event. So after this Friday, we'll stop mailing them out, because we don't want to get into the place of, oh man, they're not going to get there in time, and we'll have them at will call. So just be aware of that. That's something that the public needs to know. But we will get your tickets to you one way or the other, so that you're able to have them to go to the event the day of.
Of course. So can you tell me, where all are the trips to this year?
So the grand prize, as always, is a 7-day, 6-night vacation to Hawaii.
Oh, where at Hawaii?
Oahu.
Okay.
On the island of Oahu.
Right.
We give you $500 travel money. That is sponsored by Edward Jones, Butcher over at Edward Jones. There's also a Disneyland package, which is also incredibly popular.
I bet it is.
4 days, 3 nights, 2-day hopper passes for a family of 4 and $400 cash to travel with.
Well, and especially as those hopper passes keep going up in price, that's, you know.
It's incredibly expensive to take a family to Disneyland now.
It is.
The deep sea excursion is also popular.
Really?
Yes. So a full day of deep sea fishing for 4 out of San Diego, a night of accommodation on board the vessel, and then the second night in a hotel in San Diego, and there's $200 travel cash for that, sponsored by Republic Services. Our Disneyland package is Yuma Insurance sponsored, so we appreciate Jack Puckett and Yuma Insurance and Tina as well.
It's interesting. I know who the sponsors are, and you know, these businesses are the businesses I see over and over and over, because they're so supportive of so many organizations in this community.
And we need to in turn support them as well, because honestly, they are the people, the backbone of our community, and they're the businesses that make good things happen for people here.
And they do.
Super important. Dell Outdoor does our Knott's Berry Farm package, 3 days, 2 nights. For a family of 4 in Buena Park.
See, that's the one I'm eyeballing. I've never been there.
Knott's Berry Farm is fun.
So I'm you know, that's yeah. Got my name written all over it. No, I'm just kidding.
One of my favorites, Beach Getaway for a family of 4, 4-day, 3-night stay in San Diego at a VRBO accommodation on Mission Beach.
Well, you can't go wrong with a beach anyway. So
$300 travel, and then the Vegas Getaway, and that one's sponsored by First Bank Yuma. Vegas Getaway with Pilkington Construction is 3 days, 2 nights for 2 at the Vegas Strip with tickets to 2 shows of your choice.
Oh,
so that'll be a fun one.
And those shows have gotten up in price. Yes. I was just in Las Vegas in March and discovered that the prices are not what I remember from pre-pandemic.
Absolutely. So Grand Canyon Getaway. So this is something that's always fun for somebody to win, because seeing the Grand Canyon, everybody that, even if you're not from Arizona, you got to see it one time.
Yeah.
At least once. And that's sponsored by Foothills Bank. It's 3 days, 2 nights for a family of 4. And the accommodations are in Williams. You get 4 passes to Barizona Wildlife Park.
Oh, and that place is so
Barizona
neat.
Barizona is very fun. It's a good place to take kids to see the bears and all of the animals. It's very cool. White Mountain Getaway, sponsored by AEA Federal Credit Union. 4 days, 3 nights for a family of 4 to Sholo Pine Top Lakeside area with $200 travel cash.
Which really sounds good right now in this heat, I have
to tell
you.
Absolutely. The Weekend Getaway, which is just a 2-day, 1-night for a family of 4 to San Diego, is sponsored by the Arizona Child and Family Advocacy Network. You get $150 car detail from Express Auto.
Oh.
And then $175 auto service from Accurate Automotive.
Awesome.
So that's kind of a fun one. It's just a quick weekend getaway. We have a staycation, which is a local thing where you get 2-night or 2-day, 1-night stay at the Kachan Casino and resort, and you get breakfast and dinner credit for two, couples gift basket from Bare Naked Soaps. And really the cool thing that makes this package special, in addition to the night away and just kind of a staycation getaway, is two massages or active recoveries from the Mayo Lab. If you haven't been there, that's definitely worth doing. They are a really good team over there.
I know, and I'm just thinking, I'm thinking, well, they've got a lazy river out at the queue.
Yes, they do.
And so I can go there too after going to Wayland's Water World and floating around the lazy river. Now I can go out to the queue if I win that. Absolutely. And do the same thing. And then, of course, Ironwood Steakhouse is...
I was just about to mention the Ironwood Steakhouse. If it were me and I won the dinner credit, that
exactly.
would be where I was wanting to go.
Exactly. That's how I'm like, I'm totally about a staycation. You know,
Absolutely.
Especially with gas prices the way they are these days.
Well, and you know, a $10 ticket and a chance to win a vacation with the gas prices and just airline tickets right now and the thing, they're just... It's so costly to travel anywhere.
It is.
With a family. So we're hoping that people will take a $10 chance on winning a vacation someplace. And we feel like we have some really exciting trips this year.
I agree. And I think, you know, that's kind of where I was thinking was, you know, for $10, you know, you get the admission to Wayland's Water World that day and a chance to win a vacation, which everybody's feeling the pinch right now with, you know, gas prices and food and, you know, just prices going up in general. Everybody's feeling that pinch. And so, unfortunately, that means oftentimes vacation budgets are part of what has to go. And here for $10, you get a chance to still be able to do it.
And go to the water park for a day.
Well, and with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
I'm an Arizona truck driver. I deliver food, medicine, supplies, and hope.
And during times of crisis, I support our communities. But every day I see people putting lives and families at risk.
Distracted driving is deadly, period. Be aware, be safe, and visit sharetheroadaz.com and find tips on how to drive safely around trucks.
This message is sponsored by the Arizona Trucking Association Foundation.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, kbluam.com.
The economy is heading for a total disaster. The Fed must choose between a stock market and housing market crash or hyperinflation. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your retirement savings into physical gold today. To help you get started, my friends at Birch Gold have created a free information kit on gold IRAs. To get your free copy, just text SAFEGUARD to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required. Again, that's SAFEGUARD to 989898.
Think you may have a gambling problem? Help is just an online 10-question quiz away. Take it today at problemgambling.az.gov, because knowing if you might have a problem is the first step toward solving it.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, I have actually just a couple of very brief announcements because at the Chamber, we are going to go dark for the month of July, as so many people do. I know a lot of board meetings are canceled and most people aren't having events in the month of July. But we do have one more super fun event coming up before we do that. And that is next Wednesday. We're going to have our member mixer at AEA Federal Credit Union. AEA Federal Credit Union, their mixers are always, they do a super great job. I know that they're having it. We did our walkthrough yesterday. I know that they're going to be having it catered by Eddie Guzman, who most people know. So we know that the food's going to be great. They're going to have an open bar, not a cash bar. It is an open bar. And there's always the raffle prizes that they have, and their raffle prizes. I remember I kind of joked with the staff there yesterday that, hey, can you guys do the raffle drawing so that I can actually get in on the raffle prizes this time? And so tickets are until Friday are $5. After Friday and at the door are $10. So, you know, food, beverages, chance to win raffle prizes, all for $5 or $10. It's a great time. So I hope you'll join us at AEA Federal Credit Union next Wednesday. And with that, we will get back to the program. We're talking about Amberley's Place with Tori Bourguignon, their executive director. Good morning again, Tori.
Good morning. Good morning. And thanks so much again for having us.
Oh, it is so great. I mean, Amberley's Place, when I first started the chamber, Jeff Bird from First Bank Yuma mentioned to me, he's like, we have to get you out to Amberley's Place. We have to get you out to Amberley's Place. And I kind of sat back and thought, okay, why do I need to go see Amberley's Place? Like, okay, I mean, that whatever. But he kept telling me, we have to get me out. And then, of course, he finally got me out because I was with you, Tori, for my tour. And then I understood why I needed to get out to Amberley's Place. It's such an incredible center. And the layout of it where, I mean, one of the things that really struck home to me as I walked through was how it was kind of a linear progression where when you first come in, you check in and you can move your way forward. You're always moving forward. You never have to take a step backward in the process. And just the thought that went into just the design of the building that helped people move forward instead of backward. Just, I don't know why that stuck out to me. That and the incredible murals in all the rooms.
You know, the thing about our center, we opened that new building in 2016, and for the tiny little humble nonprofit that we have been in Yuma for so many years, it was a huge undertaking to do a capital campaign and to be able to create a center, a family advocacy center that met the needs of our growing community. And that building is truly a product of our community. And without the support of our community, we would not be in that building. But we shared our vision with our community, and they said yes. And here we are. And so when you do walk through it, it is a special place. I want to always make sure that we tell people Amberley's Place is a 24/7, 365 crisis response service for victims of abuse, domestic violence, child abuse, sexual assault, elder abuse, and human sex trafficking. But we are not a shelter.
Right.
We are not a shelter.
Nope.
And a tip of our hat every day to Catholic Community Services Safe House, because they are our only domestic violence shelter in Yuma County. And we rely heavily upon them when shelter becomes one of those basic needs we talked about before.
Right.
Safe House is a partner agency with us, and we are eternally grateful for them, because without Catholic Community Services Safe House, we would be scrambling to find safe shelter for our victims. And as you well know, hotel rooms this time of the year in Yuma, Arizona, any time of the year now, hotel rooms here are hard to come by and they're expensive. In addition, Safe House provides the safety measure that I can't afford a victim of domestic violence in just any hotel.
Right.
And so super, super important. The layout of our building is designed to keep people moving forward. We only have one goal at Amberley's Place every day that we walk in the door to come to work to help other people. And that is to make sure that we leave people better than we find them. We cannot fix everything, but still we can do something to affect their safety, well-being, and to make sure that when they leave us, they leave in better condition than when they arrived. And we try every day to make that happen for anybody that we encounter, regardless of the situation or how bad it is. The best part of this work, people ask us continually, why? How do you do that over and over again? You guys, I couldn't do that. We hear it all the time. Every time we get a tour, or somebody comes in, or we, how do you guys do this over and over again? The best part of this work is that every day, when the rest of the world isn't watching, something we do matters for somebody. And at the end of the day, if you can go home knowing that, most of us sleep very good at night, except for the one of us that has the on-call phone, and that person never sleeps.
Yeah,
because it rings.
Unfortunately,
it rings 24/7.
But hopefully they trade that off. It's not
absolutely
always the same person.
It is not always the same person. Back in the good old days when I first started, the advocates would take the phone for a week at a time. So we had 7 days of on-call straight.
Oh, that's a lot.
And we were pretty attached to that schedule because it allowed us to get our week out of the way, and then you had the rest of the month.
Which I understand, but, you know, I worked hospice for 2 years. Same thing, 24/7. Somebody had to be on call. I, at least, was on call Mondays and Wednesdays and every other weekend. And I realized that I didn't get it out of the way, but I felt like that gave me a mental break.
And that we finally switched that before I left the first time to 1 day a week and 1 weekend a month.
Okay.
And that has made such a tremendous difference in the wear and tear of our staff because it allows us to have that break. And it was a good change because, mm-hmm. again, sleep is a huge part of being able to be healthy and resilient. And if you're not getting any sleep, then the wear and tear will eventually wear you down to a point that it makes you sick. And so it's super important to me as a director to be able to make sure that the people in the building, the greatest assets we have are the team that we've put together. And so we want to make sure always that they have lots of options for taking good care of themselves and to have access to getting quality sleep and to making sure that they're taking good care of themselves. And when you swim in people's trauma 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, self-care has to be a priority or you can't do this work in the long haul.
As the executive director, do you find yourself having to be the care of the caregivers?
So fortunately for me, I come from a background of critical incident stress management. And so we do a lot of talking after big events that we've responded to. We make sure that we're taking care of staff and making sure that they have options, whether that means sitting as a group and debriefing an incident or if that means having the option to utilize insurance and EAP to get connected to do some therapy. We walk our talk. If we don't tell somebody, hey, you need to go to therapy, we practice what we preach and take care of ourselves because we want to be able to have our head in the game tomorrow and to be able to show up for people in the best possible way. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you are self-aware enough to recognize when you're hitting a wall, when you're getting to a point where you're saturated and you need to do something to recharge the batteries.
And I don't know how many people realize that we talked about that when I did my tour. I feel like that as opposed to becoming immune to the trauma, it's you get a buildup of the trauma till eventually the caregiver does hit that wall too. Have you found, I mean, you used to be one of the staff people in the trenches. How did you deal with that?
So lots and lots of working out and running and getting exercise and making sure that I had downtime and making sure that I was well enough rested, mm-hmm. because you can go on adrenaline for so long and eventually your body says, okay, time out, I'm done. And it's very, very easy to think, oh yeah, I'm 10 feet tall and bulletproof and made of Teflon and nothing sticks to me. And that's a fallacy. That's not accurate. None of us are Teflon and none of us are bulletproof. And nobody in our building was issued Wonder Woman or Superman chonies.
Did you leave your Superman suit at home?
No. That is not a standard issued uniform for us and never will be. And sometimes I think we get new people. Once in a blue moon, we'll get somebody new that has to learn that, go to the school of hard knocks and learn that the hard way. But eventually, I think it's very, that was something that was a priority for me as a new director, to promote a culture of wellness and resilience and making sure that we put things in place, even as a tiny little nonprofit, putting mm-hmm. things in place so that staff had what they needed to make sure that they stay healthy and that they avoid burnout and compassion fatigue and vicarious trauma. And I think we're in a pretty good place with that, but it's not an event. It's a constant, mm-hmm. it's a constant monitoring and being aware of each other and being aware of what's going on around us and how much we've, you know, been dealing with on any given day or week or month, and monitoring that so that we take care of business and make sure that we protect the assets in the building, because truly it's the people
mm-hmm.
on our team that make that work.
Now, with the type of specialized care that you do, how much of your care, I mean, how much is paid staff, and how do you handle volunteers? Because nonprofits typically are heavily volunteer based.
Yes.
But with what you do, you'd have to have very particular volunteers.
So we have really two cadres of volunteers at Amberlee's Place. A cadre of volunteers that work at our thrift store, and they are, our thrift store is always, always taking volunteers who want to glean donations, who want to help on the floor. So if you just, if somebody just wanted to, had some spare time and wanted to volunteer, our victims have the ability to shop at our thrift store for free. And it allows them the autonomy to pick the things that they need
mm-hmm.
without arbitrarily being given somebody else's used stuff. They go
right.
there. There's dignity in the process. They get the autonomy to pick what they need, and they never pay for anything. So the volunteers at the thrift store are very important to us, and there's a constant need. The volunteers that we have at the Advocacy Center are different.
Mm-hmm.
They are a very selected few. We do volunteer training twice a year. And of late, our volunteers have been mostly interns from either graduate level psychology programs,
okay.
social work programs, counseling programs, criminal justice folks, family studies folks, somebody in the field of helping.
Which is great experience for them,
yes.
too, if they're interning.
Yes. And we believe that because of the partner agencies that we have partnerships with Department of Child Safety and partnerships with all 12 local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies in Yuma County, and then partner agencies with almost every social service agency in town. And so if you intern with us, you have a cross-section of the entire industry at your, you know, at your disposal. And it really does give you a very broad experience in terms of exposing you to the field itself and what the options are.
Well, perfect. And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Arizonans are getting to know Kerry Lake and discovering the difference between the real Kerry Lake and Fake Lake. Fake Lake talks tough on the border, but the real Kerry Lake supported amnesty and backed a plan to allow 11 million illegals to stay in the U.S. indefinitely. Fake Lake claimed to be a lifetime member of the NRA. The real Kerry Lake actually joined the NRA just last year when she started running for governor. Fake Lake calls herself a conservative, but the real Lake gave money to Barack Obama. Lake even knocked on doors for Obama's campaign. The true conservative outsider for governor is Karen Taylor Robeson. Karen is a lifelong proven conservative, proud gun owner, and successful business executive who has helped build some of the state's best communities and create thousands of Arizona jobs. Karen Taylor Robeson for governor. Paid for by Karen for Arizona. Authorized by Karen Taylor Robeson.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
And And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And speaking of executive directors, we have Tori Borgignone with Amberlee's Place. Good morning again, Tori.
Thank you
Good
for
morning.
Having us.
Good morning. It's not, you know, it's always nice to talk to another nonprofit exec because I, you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about like working with a board and everything. And we do very different, our nonprofits do very different things, but quite often the things the executive director does and dealing with the board and fundraising and being the face of the organization, you know, all the pieces that, you know, of your day-to-day life, even though our nonprofits do very different things, we have some similarities. I'm like, just very different purposes.
Absolutely. And earlier we were talking about volunteers.
Okay,
and so
we
just want to kind of highlight that. So our thrift store, call Allie and Lisa. They're our manager and assistant manager, and they are always looking for volunteers. And it's something that you can do from the time you're 16 on. But they always need volunteers. They need people that want to work, though.
Right.
They need people that want to get in and assist, because running a thrift store is hard work. It's a lot of gleaning donations and sorting through things and keeping things priced and managing an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And that thrift store is volunteer heavy dependent.
I was just going to say, is the thrift store completely volunteer?
There's a paid manager and an assistant manager, and everybody else is a volunteer.
Oh, say, because two people can't manage that store.
Correct. And and especially in the summer months, when our winter visitors go away, they're always in need of volunteers to help at the thrift store. So that's a big job.
Well, and you know, and I say, you know, serious, because I understand, you know, managing volunteers and when you volunteer, we're still counting on you just like we would an employee. It's not necessarily, you don't get paid for it, and I understand that, but we count on our volunteers just like we do our staff.
Yes. And it's super important to us that they have a good experience volunteering.
Absolutely.
And know that we value and appreciate their assistance.
Well, we can't do it without them.
100%. We are in almost every nonprofit, that volunteer component is essential.
Well, and one of the reasons that, you know, we had talked a little bit on the break about how young volunteers could be, especially at the thrift store, because there's various reasons that high school students may want or need the volunteer hours. I know that, you know, in dealing with scholarship and college applications and different things, that they look at that stuff.
And if you're interested in doing that, I would highly recommend Tuesday through Saturday that you call Allie or Lisa.
Okay.
And talk with them, go by the thrift store, introduce yourself, and let them know that you're interested in volunteering. And, you know, figure out what their expectations are and what's required of a volunteer, and determine if that's a good place for you to be.
And maybe do a little shopping, because I have to tell you, every time I've been in the thrift store, it's one of the cleanest, nicest thrift stores I've ever been in. So
we love our thrift shop. They uh-huh. try. Here's the thing. Lisa and Allie work diligently to make sure that thrift shop is a good place for our victims to shop. They want them to feel like when they walk in there that they're mm-hmm. coming into a little boutique
mm-hmm.
where they have the option to get whatever things that they need. Whether it's, hey, I'm moving from the shelter to a new home and I need a bed, or I need a dresser, or I need an end table, or I need a kitchen table. People call all the time and say, oh, I don't want my stuff to go to the thrift store because I don't want you to sell it to make money. And so we have to always explain our thrift store is a place where our victims have the opportunity to shop for free. In addition, anything that our thrift store sells to the general public goes right back to rejuvenating our emergency fund for victims to cover things like broken windows and locks, replacing locks on doors, and occasionally the shelter is full and we have to pay for a night in a hotel. I have had victims that have had their tires slashed and they can't get to work if they don't have any tires. And so those emergency funds are things that our grants don't cover. And so it's so essential. That thrift store really does help to regenerate our emergency fund
mm-hmm.
and also to allow our victims to be able to get the things that they need if we have them on hand so that they can get moving forward.
And so one other thing that I wanted to bring up before, you know, in our last segment is, you know, with gas prices and food and everything going up, how is that affecting the number of people coming in, the services that you've had to help people with?
So from January 1 till now, we're up about 20% overall across the board. And I would attribute that in large part due to probably the stressors that are going on in families right now. We're coming out of the pandemic. Things are beginning to finally normalize again. And there's a lot of stress. Things are not the same as they were before. And we're all kind of navigating our way through this new world that we live in. And with that comes a great deal of stress and a lot of challenges for people in general and for families. And so I think some of the increase in numbers may be that we're now almost completely out of this pandemic and not in, you know, lockdown anymore. So more and more things are getting reported. Kids are out of school right now, but when they went back to school, our mandated reporters were also back in school and putting eyes on our kids.
Yep.
So I can look at our child abuse numbers. I'm not thinking that we have more child abuse occurring.
Right.
I'm thinking that we have more reports coming in, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. That means that people are paying attention. And I would encourage people, just because we're out for the summer, pay attention to the kids around you. Pay attention to what's happening. And if you suspect child abuse, report it. Report it immediately without question. There's no harm and no foul if you report it with good intention.
Right. Okay.
So eyes and ears on kids. Child abuse is everybody's business, right? And it does take a village to raise our kids. So pay attention to the kids around you. And, you know, we want to encourage everybody to support Week in Paradise because,
of course,
it is, again, our largest fundraiser of the year. And we are busy with tickets all over town. So if you want a ticket, the thrift store is a great place to buy a ticket. You can buy them online. You can buy them at AEA Federal Credit Union. You can come by the center and purchase them. You can...
I've seen board members post on Facebook, hey, I've got tickets.
Get them from any board member. And I want to take a second to thank the sponsors of Week in Paradise, because without those businesses, there would be no Week in Paradise.
Yep.
And so... so grateful for the community support we have and for the sponsors that contribute to Week in Paradise. It's just really a collaborative effort that makes this go and it allows us to have this event.
I mean, and, you know, as a nonprofit, I know you get grants, but you must at least somewhat have to heavily rely on the thrift store and things like Week in Paradise to keep the lights on.
Absolutely. We have grants that cover our salaries and employee-related expenses.
Okay.
However, beyond that, the things that are done by way of our community support and volunteers is the stuff that isn't grant-funded. Diapers, baby formula, emergency...
Baby formula, that's an impossible thing to get right now.
And our cupboards, like everybody else's cupboards right now, are slim, right?
Right.
You know, we have people that'll donate gift cards to us sometimes. So we have the ability to take that gift card and go to a grocery store and get formula for a victim if that's the need. Diaper wipes. I can tell you that between us and Safe House, size 4, 5, and 6 diapers are always the commodity. They are always in,
always
need them. Yes. The larger size diapers are an item that is.
And so if I wanted to go out and get some size 4, 5, and 6 diapers, can I drop them off at the thrift store?
Off to the thrift store. You can bring them to Amberly's place.
Okay.
And the other thing that I will tell you is that we try very, very hard to make sure that anything that we have an abundance of, we share with our partner agencies, because we all serve the same clientele.
Isn't that what's great about Yuma? Yuma has such a sense of community.
Absolutely. So if our victims are going to the Safe House and they need size 6 diapers, then we're going to do everything in our power to help them find some size 6 diapers, because very likely the family that those diapers are going to is somebody that's been a victim that's come through and gotten services from Amberly's place.
Well, real quick, besides buying a ticket to Week in Paradise, which of course, what are your needs right now? Like, because some people prefer stuff.
Right. So always always diaper wipes. So the wet wipes.
Okay.
Diapers are always a good thing. We have a very well-stocked pantry right now, so we don't necessarily need food in the pantry right now. We're
okay.
We're well-stocked there. We always need gifts for teenagers, right? So one of the things that we are able to do is help. Occasionally we'll get a family where they're having a birthday of, you know, somebody in the family. And if I leave my situation, how am I going to get birthday gifts, or how am I going to provide for my kids? Mm-hmm. And so we're able to help them with those things. And teenagers are the population amongst us that are kind of the forgotten crew. And yet a movie card or a Cold Stone card or being able to have a curling iron or some makeup on hand is huge.
Perfect. Well, really quick before we run out of time, first of all, what's the address of the thrift store?
The address of the thrift store is 810 South Avenue A.
Perfect.
And they're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And if I want to buy Week in Paradise tickets, they're $10.
They're $10 a piece. Please buy them ahead of time.
Yes.
Because we will not be selling them on site the day of the event. And you can get them at AEA, at the thrift store, at amberleesplace.com online, or from any board member.
And and just so people, I don't know if people know this, but really quick, I want to give a plug for Amberlee's Place. When I meet with elected officials that come to town, one of the things that they're most impressed with when they come to Yuma is Amberlee's Place. We have such, I don't know that people here realize what a gem we have in Amberlee's Place. So thank you so much. With that, that's all the time we have. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been
from
previously
the 1 hour air conditioning and heating studio.
The program participants'
this
opinions
is News
are based
Talk
upon
560 KBLU. Yuma.
Neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.